Biodiversity is a catch-all term for anything living on our planet. The birds and the bees, the plants and the trees, right down to bugs and bacteria. On Thursday, February 16th, nine groups are going to gather at the Farm Center in Charlottetown to talk about ways to stop biodiversity loss here on PEI. It's an event organized by the Island Nature Trust, and one of the groups involved is the Mi'kmaq Confederacy of PEI. Joanna Mirth is the Trust's Engagement and Outreach Coordinator, and Leda Tweeten has Cree ancestry. She leads the Forested Landscape Priority Places Initiative with the Confederacy, and they both joined me in studio. Good morning, Aleda.
Good morning.
And good morning, Joanna.
Good morning.
Joanna, I'm going to start with you. What was the idea behind holding this summit?
As we saw with COP15 that was held in Montreal during the month of December, we wanted to capture the energy and the drive that came from that event and bring it to Prince Edward Island.
And if you were to describe to somebody how our biodiversity is doing in PEI, what would you say?
It's a challenge. We're seeing declines in certain plant species and then also animal life, especially the birds. Island Nature Trust does a lot of work with the bank swallow. And we're seeing that aerial insectivores are seeing a decline of around 59%. Those are numbers since 1970. So birds such as the bank swallow and also the barn swallow are dwindling in numbers. And there are actions that we can take that will help to reverse these numbers and their loss.
And Aleda, you have been nodding. So the reason that the Mi'kmaq Confederacy is at the table is because you recognize that this is a serious issue.
Yes. So it's obviously globally, it's a serious issue. But here on Prince Edward Island, we have those, you know, fragmented areas that used to all be forest and now are various use in agriculture and residential land. So understanding that we really need to hold on to as much land as we can to increase that biodiversity will overall be what we really need. And also bringing that Indigenous lens to the table. So, you know, when you think of Indigenous land stewardship, Indigenous people have always been sort of the best land stewards. And they live with nature. They're part of it. It's not something disconnected. Indigenous land stewardship has always thought seven generations ahead. And that's learning to use the energy, water, and natural resources for the future in a very sustainable way. So inherently, there's always been that conservation lens.
And the whole purpose of this conference, Joanna, is to offer things that every islander can do to try to make a difference?
That's right. I think we have the capacity and we each have the ability and also the responsibility to integrate acts that can be big or small in our day-to-day lives, such as ways to mitigate bringing in invasive species, backyard tips on ways that you can best steward your own private property. And this is especially important after Fiona and a lot of the woodlots that were impacted. And then also there's ways that you can have a very big impact on the beaches. We do a lot of work with the piping plover and leashing your dogs, staying off the dunes. It won't be new to islanders, this messaging, but they are actions that can have a lasting effect and that will help these species that we're seeking to assist.
And Aleda, what are some of the suggestions that the Mi'kmaq Confederacy would put forward?
In terms of biodiversity, we have Lake Bernard, and he has the Pathfinders program in Lennox Island. And it engages not just youth, but people in the community to actively do things such as clearing trails or doing conservation work in that area. And currently, we also have Indigenous chartered herbalist Talina Perry, and she has been doing traditional medicine walks and nature walks to better understand the Mi'kmaq values behind the culture behind all these species. Actually, being in nature is really important. I think that being out and hearing those birds and seeing things and feeling is extremely important in helping.
And Aleda, do you think part of the challenge is people hear biodiversity and they don't connect with it? They just say, what is that? What difference might that make?
Yeah, it can be a bit of an abstract concept. Like, what does that actually mean? And when you think about, again, looking at it from an Indigenous lens, what happens to something will happen to something else. So if there's a change in one area of the environment, it inevitably is going to affect the next. Everything's interconnected. And I just want to talk quickly about a concept, Adumaguk, and a Mi'kmaq word. And it's coined from Dr. Elder Albert Marshall from Unimaki, Cape Breton. And he has coined the term as two-eyed seeing, and it's learning to see conservation and the strengths of the Indigenous ways of knowing from one eye, and with the other eye, the strengths of the Western knowledge and the conservation groups. And when you add that layer of wisdom and understanding and knowledge of Mi'kmaq culture, and we have some really incredible elders, one of them, Elder Fran Jadis, who works with black ash, and he makes baskets, and he's an incredible artist. He's sort of been taught since he was 6 years old from his parents, and the stories that he has, and understanding that black ash is one of those species at risk that we are protecting. So just understanding that this two-eyed way of seeing, this layered approach where we both look ahead for the mutual benefit of conservation. And globally, there's about a quarter of the land globally is sort of owned or used by Indigenous people worldwide. And there's actually studies that say they have more species and more plant and animal species on that Indigenous-owned land, better biodiversity. So understanding that with these new targets, I believe it's 30%, mm-hmm. is it?
30 by 30,
that's right, where we really need to be inclusive and understanding that Indigenous land stewardship is where it's at.
There are many aspects about nature that helps to sustain our way of life. It helps provide us with food, gives us physical and mental well-being, and promotes our health in general. And so I think that that's an aspect that, while very much linked to us at a subconscious level, we often forget how important a healthy ecosystem is. I'm hopeful that by bringing all these different groups together, we can not only focus on the negatives, and it's not all doom and gloom. There's a lot of really important work that's being done, and there are ways that the public and that the individual, you, can make a difference.
Thanks, both of you, for dropping by.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Aleta Tweeton. She leads the Forested Landscape Priority Places Initiative with the Mi'kmaq Confederacy, and Joanna Mirth is the Island Nature Trust's Engagement and Outreach Coordinator. That gathering on biodiversity loss on PEI happens at the Farm Center in Charlottetown next Thursday, February 16th, from 6 until 9 in the evening. And the event is going to be live streamed on the Island Nature Trust's Facebook page, and a video of the event will be available on the Trust's website after.